If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, once again, we have been taking you around the world. And now we're going to be taking you in the next hour and the hour that follows around the nation. And I am just thrilled to have on the line with us a guest that I had on last week on Travelers 411, our Saturday show. And I was just so smitten with her and her story that I needed to share it with, as my family likes to say, all y'all. So that's the plural for those of you Yankees listening. The plural of y'all is all y'all. So, yeah, there's actually a town in Ireland called Y'all, but it's spelled, I think, Y-O-U-G-H-A-L. It's not really, you know, Y apostrophe A-L-L as the proper spelling for y'all would be. I want to remind you that if you've missed any part of today's show, and if you have, you've really missed something special. So go to S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S dot com or travelers411.com. And our whole family of award-winning websites is all linked together. So the search engine we have searches everything. And you can just go in there and put in today's date, May 10th, 2015. You'll find the show notes displayed at sabrams.com with all the guests, and you can click right through and get more information, be able to click on the links to their websites, and follow me on Twitter at itripu. It's just the letter U, I-T-R-I-P-U. And if you have any questions, go post them there, and we'll answer them on the air for you. But we're going to go off and talk with a very special lady who was married for over 30 years to a very special man. Those of you who are familiar and fans of country music will know George Jones, and a new museum has just opened. And I'm understanding from Nancy Jones, his wife for over 30 years and founder of the George Jones Museum in Nashville, Tennessee, that while the place has just opened, it is an instant hit, and they're up to their neck in visitors, which is wonderful and encouraging. And we're going to be talking with her royal sweetness, Nancy Jones, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets go on sale January 28th for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200 starting January 28th.
I have Nancy Jones on the phone with me. I think she's hiding out in a quiet place at the moment, trying to get away from the noise generated by happy visitors to the George Jones Museum, which is really a memoriam to the life of the musician, singer, George Jones, someone who has entertained and been part of the lives of so many for so long. And I'm just delighted to have you with us, Nancy.
Well, thank you. That was great. tell you something down in the South that we call it you all.
Yeah, well, we say all y'all in Baltimore. Maybe we're not far enough south to be you all so distinctly.
There's all kinds of ways to say that, but you know it means one thing. You all come on down.
Come on down for sure. And come on down to the George Jones Museum. At what point did you get the idea in your head that there was enough memorabilia and material related to George and that you could organize it all in a fashion that would attract his fans and future people who maybe never had the opportunity to even know who George was to come and pay homage in this special way to him and his work?
Well, I started collecting things back 32 years ago when we first got together, and we got married in 81. I'm in 83, but we got together in 81, and I started collecting things and just, you know, to show him different things and get back some of the things that was lost or some of the things that he didn't get. And I started searching and finding all this stuff. And so my house is so big that in the basement, I turned everything into like a museum for him to walk down and just reminisce through everything. And he loved it. And I said, well, you know, someday I'm going to do a museum. He's so humble and so sweet. He's like, well, honey, there ain't nobody going to come there. And I'm like, yes, they will, yes, they will. So when he was getting older and ready to go to the good Lord, he said, why don't you do your museum? I think that, you know, you can do it. I know you can. And so I have done it because I'm the one that sat there and watched how these fans loved him and how they missed him and how they cried for him. And it's the way to keep his fans and some of the ones that do not know who he is, to keep his music, his legacy, his icon alive.
Well, now, could you mention some of the songs that maybe some people are familiar with the songs, but they don't realize it's George Jones associated with it?
Well, his biggest hit was He Stopped Loving Her Today. And there's Linda Up Above, White Lightning, Walk Through This World With Me, The Rocking Chair Song. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I cannot even tell you how many albums.
Did you have any difficulty finding an appropriate building to create the George Jones Museum in Nashville?
Yes, I knew that I had to get where the foot traffic is, which right now in Nashville, there's nothing but foot traffic. It is so crowded. It is so, it reminds me of New York or New Orleans. It's just, the people just flood in here because they're starving and loving country music. So Nashville has really, really grown and really got a lot of foot traffic. So I had to have enough room in order to put the gift shop in, put a restaurant in. And the museum, which is on the second floor, is 9,000 square feet. And I started from the time he was born until he died, and I did the 50, 60, 70 pages. Everything, every year, there's something that you can see in this museum, and these fans will remember what it is, and even a story about the history of George and how he loved music and country music. And it's just unbelievable. And we have an event station. You come here, you can rent another floor with 9,000 square feet. Then we have the 6,700 square, 6,700 feet rooftop deck that overlooks the Cumberland River. You turn around, you can see all Caldwell's National Tennessee is absolutely breathtaking.
Well, now, aside from, I'm going to imagine there are lots of photographs to see. Are there any of his musical instruments, you know, clothing, apparel items that he might have used when he performed?
Well, a lot of people didn't know that George played fiddle. When we were playing Louisiana, where you play the pages down in there, do that. It's down to, you know, seeing a little bit of the cake in there. And therefore, no one else knew that he played the fiddle. He played the piano. I have that in there. I have his fiddle in there. I have all kinds of different stuff, like guitar that he did. I have the guitar with a little boy, Skip Sue, and we hide it past the woods. You know, Skip Sue was still out there under the tree and singing to himself. And I have the white lightning suit that he wore back in those days. I have all those limestone suits that they wore back in those days. The white baby white suits that they wore. The one that grew up on me. I have all of that stuff. Rhinestones are everywhere. You see them when you go to see the Country Music Hall of Fame. You see all of this stuff, but I collected all of it. Never have I been able to show it.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to see if I can get Nancy Jones to move to a landline, because while we have listened very carefully and heard it all, it's not the quality we'd like to have for our listeners. So we're going to see if we can make all that happen over the next commercial break. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Nancy Jones, the founder of the George Jones Museum. You can check out their website at georgejonesmuseum.com and their Facebook page at facebook.com/georgejonesmuseum. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
But I know that it's me she dresses for. She may not have.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica, where you'll surround yourself with the infectious sounds of uniquely Jamaican music. Savor delicious dishes bursting with local spices. Enjoy the products of Jamaican breweries and distilleries, and carry home in your heart the Jamaican people. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, Nancy has been kind enough trying to use every minute of the day to have her driver pull off the highway so that we've got a better connection on her cell phone. And we're talking, if you've just joined us, with Nancy Jones, who is the founder of the George Jones Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. And if you are unfamiliar with George, because you see, I'm culturally deprived. My mother was the one in the family who was into all things country music, but I found out about the George Jones Museum, and it looked very interesting. And you know, just because it's not something that I'm up to speed on, doesn't mean my audience shouldn't know about it. Or there's probably a ton of people out there listening who are great fans of George, and I want them to know that there is, and yet again, another reason to stop and visit in Nashville, the newest one being the George Jones Museum. Nancy, tell us again what George's greatest, most popular songs were.
Oh, my goodness. He Stopped Loving Her Today, White Lightning, Walk Through This World With Me, and also George did a lot of gospel songs. I mean, he was raised Pentecostal, so therefore he was in the church, and his mother played the organ, and he would sing in church. So he had a lot of that, let me sing gospel music. That was whenever he really would get into things. But his most popular one has been named the most 100 songs of everything. He always got number one, would have been He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Which of the songs that George sang and or wrote were really with you in mind, Nancy?
Oh, probably the Right Left Hand, One Woman Man, and he always would dedicate Walk Through This World With Me. He loved those. That was, I guess, some of his favorite ones whenever we first got married.
And that marriage was over 30 years.
March the 4th, 1983.
Wow. You know, when I went online to, and you know, it's such a blessing to be able to go on the internet, and in, you know, half an hour or longer, you get to be an expert on a subject.
Uh-huh.
But
that internet and things will let you learn a lot about George Jones. And
oh, unbelievable.
My goodness, I don't think there was an award that he didn't get. I think being into the Country Music Hall of Fame and being able to go into that was something.
Huge.
And playing the Grand Ole Opry and also getting the Kennedy Center Award. Those were something that was very, very special to him.
Well, they're monumental achievements, that kind of recognition.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And all of those awards that he's ever got is in this museum.
Wow. Wow. Now, the museum is 9,000 square feet.
Yes.
And then you've got the accoutrements of a cafe and a gift shop and whatever.
We have the restaurant. We have a gift shop. We have an event space that you can have a party. You can rent it out for weddings. We have a rooftop deck that is 6,700 square feet that overlooks the Cumberland River.
Wow.
And up there we have an oyster bar, and they roast a pig every day.
And so the museum hours are?
The museum hours are from 10 to 10.
Oh,
the
wow.
Rooftop deck and the restaurant is from 11 until 1:30 in the morning.
You sure understand people.
Well, I hope I do. I didn't know anything about music. I didn't know anything about fans or nothing until I got with George. And I can tell you that fans are the sweetest, most reliable, devoted people I've ever met in my life. And I love people. So I welcome everyone because anyone that was so close to George, just like today, I was leaving the building, and this one guy stopped me, and he was crying so hard that he missed George so much.
Well, you got to tell him, aside from visiting the museum, he can go online, because I met George a week ago, last Sunday, when I was reading through some emails that I got about new things going on and new tourism attractions people would be interested in. And I came across the opening of the George Jones Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. I didn't know who George was. I never heard of him before. But
you got to come visit me, because I tell you what, when you come read everything in that museum, that probably not everything's on the internet, and personal things that I know, You laugh, you cry. It's just absolutely breathtaking to know things in there, and then me to be there to answer some of the questions that some of the fans will have. I am there every single day.
Well, I want to tell you, Nancy, that I'm going to make you a promise that I'm going to do that, because there are so many things in Tennessee. So many people I've interviewed from Smoky Mountain National Park, from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, from the tourism people there to John Jocelyn and his Titanic Museum, to things going on in the center of the state, that the Whitwell Middle School that built that Holocaust Memorial Garden, and they did that documentary called Paperclips about it. There's a Civil War dinner theater where they reenact the Civil War over dinner, which I'm not so sure is such a good idea, frankly. But I don't know that that war and dinner necessarily go together. But they do it in costume, and they try to tell the story authentically from the point of view of both the North and the South, from the Confederate and the Union forces. And then there's Nashville, and then there's Memphis. And I mean, there is just so much that I've visited Nashville very briefly, and Memphis a couple times, also very briefly, in and out for business and gone. And I've never really had the opportunity to enjoy all the natural beauty and the attractions in Tennessee. And you're the straw lady that's breaking the camel's back.
Well, I want you to come and be my guest, and I want you to get up there and read and ask me anything, because once you get in there and see how this man was loved and how he is still loved today, it is just amazing.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to talk again. I know you have to fly, so otherwise I'd keep you longer, woman. But
you're precious. You are so precious.
You're the sweetest. We're going to talk again. We're going to do that soon, and I'm going to plan, like I hope my audience does, to go to Nashville and make sure while you're there you stop in at the George Jones Museum. Check out georgejonesmuseum.com. Stay with me, everybody. Thanks for joining us today, Nancy. We'll be right back.
I know, but you rescued me from reaching for the bottom, and you brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Gardens and House, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls, and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's East. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV. On your time.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have a funny story to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, not you. You just sit quietly.
That's not telling me the funny story?
I'm telling you the funny story, but I'm talking to my audience. But that's okay. You could be here.
Oh, all right.
So that voice is the voice of Alan Seiden. Alan Seiden is on the big...
on Oahu.
I was going to say the Big Island of Oahu.
No, the Big Island's the island of Hawaii.
They're trying to shake that. They're trying to be Hawaii Island. They don't want to be the Big Island anymore. So,
well, because people do confuse it this way, it keeps it very clear that it's the island of Hawaii, which is the heart of the history of the islands in pre-contact times. All is rooted on the Big Island, much more than any of the other islands. It was the population center there, and that's where the kings that ruled ultimately came from the Big Island.
Kamehameha. So, I know, but we just saw the first ads that came out that said Hawaii Island on it. And it's going to take a bit of work for the traveling public and the non-geographically oriented U.S. citizens to know the difference between now that people finally know or think of Hawaii Island as the Big Island. In any event, that's Alan Seiden, and he's sitting somewhere up behind Diamond Head on Oahu.
That's where.
Okay, so now I have to introduce my audience as to why I have you here.
Okay.
Mr. Rabbit. About 150 years ago, Alan and I went to high school together, and we were great friends. And we ran with this swell little crowd of great friends. And Alan went off to school in Pennsylvania. And then Alan went off and found the world and disappeared. Had no idea where Alan was. We have several mutual friends, one of which I keep in touch with on a fairly regular basis of maybe once a year. Her name is Sheila. Sheila lives just outside of Washington, D.C. And every time I would talk to Sheila, she'd say, "Have you heard from Alan?" So I went into, I would call it Sherlock Holmes mode, to track Alan down. And this is pre-internet, or I probably could have found him in 30 seconds. But it was somewhere in the early 1990s. Oh, it was earlier than that. I'm going to say in the mid-80s that I decided I got to find Alan. And I went through a lot. Every phone book I ever went into, any city I ever went to, libraries that I went to, looked for. And I know every Arlene Ann Adele Seiden who is listed in the phone book under A. Seiden that I called to find out, is this Alan? Meantime, I was already in the travel industry. And while I'm busy trying to find Alan Seiden, every time I go on a business trip, first thing I do, find the phone book, go look for Seiden, see if there's an Alan. Not finding him. Years go by, and I decide one afternoon sitting in my kitchen with my children supervising their homework that I'm going to find Alan. I'm going back to his old neighborhood, and I'm going to knock on the doors of all the neighbors if his folks aren't living there. Turns out his parents had moved to Florida. I found a neighbor who was there since the year of the Garden of Eden, and she told me where his mom was living in Florida. I tracked her down, and I found out Alan's in Hawaii. Now, here's the rub. There's the rub. All this time, I was a subscriber, still am, to Travel Agent Magazine. Travel Agent Magazine, every other week, put out a supplement. Everybody in the travel industry is enjoying this story now. Inside the magazine, almost weekly, there'll be a supplement on something. But every other week, religiously, there was a supplement about Hawaii. I used to read the supplement. I never read the bylines. I never read who the bureau chief was. And all that time, those many years, more than a decade, there was Alan Seiden's name in front of me on my desk every week or every other week when the Hawaii supplement would come in. And I wasn't clever enough to notice that God was sending me where he was and what he was doing on my desk while I was looking for him every other week for almost a decade, I'm going to say, and I never noticed. So then I tracked him down, and we have happily had the opportunity to see one another on occasions when I have either been in Hawaii or was on my way through Hawaii on my way to Hong Kong or someplace, and we've managed to get together. And he has developed a reputation, a good one, by the way, as truly being, I will say, a Hawaii expert. He's much too modest to claim that title, on Hawaiian history and Hawaiian culture, which for somebody who is not a native of Hawaii, that's a big deal to be able to get to reach that point. So what was the moment when you traveled that you said, Hawaii is where I'm putting down my roots and I'm staying, Alan, and welcome?
Well, thank you. That was I enjoyed hearing my history again. That sounded fun. But and it was nice being young again. I came to Hawaii expecting to move on. I'd had a house in Vermont that got hit by lightning, burned to the ground. I'd moved back from 2 years in Europe where I was creating a start of a career as a photojournalist. So I got back on the road, luckily, ended up in Hawaii, and kind of without making a decision, ended up settling here. At first, I thought I'd end up back in New York, and then 1 year became three, became seven, and eventually I had children, and that kind of rooted me to the place even more. In the meantime, I arrived here as a Russian historian, and segued into Hawaiian history by sitting in the library for many months and just reading, hiking the islands for the first 6 months I was here to get a sense of what they were all about, especially the history, since I'm a historian by my university training. And that was it. Now I've been here 41 years, long afterwards.
Well, you've written quite a number of books. You've been commissioned by agencies within Hawaii to create books, and you have a unique combination of a background in history and writing skills and photographic skills, so you're like a one-man band.
Well, in that sense, I am. I'm an archivist as well. I have a large archive. I've been collecting imagery, not just of Hawaii, but I have a separate Hawaiian archive that includes thousands of images from 1780s, when the first pictures were being done by the explorer, the artists on the Vancouver and Cook expeditions that got here, right up to the 1950s and all the kitsch stuff. So it's very unique and very large. I love it. I love the images. Finding new ones is always very fascinating, especially stuff from the 19th century, which opened a visual door onto what was here at one point.
Have you done anything tracking, tracing, or related to Mark Twain's visits, particularly to Hawaii Island?
Not really. I mean, I've read, Travels in the Sandwich Isles. I can't remember the name of his book. I read it years ago, and it's certainly interesting. I think it's the 1850s.
It's incredible. Listen to people complain about, you know, how inconvenient some of their travels were, or that the airport was closed because it was fogged in. Can you imagine it wasn't a Carnival cruise ship that took him to Hawaii Island.
These were major hikes over not necessarily with developed trails.
Paved that road, what is it called, Saddle Road? They only paved it a year before last, 2 years ago. And until then, just driving that road to Hilo was kind of bumpy.
Most of it was paved even before then, but it was twisty and curvy, and there were a lot of weather conditions up there, mist and fog, that made them nervous. I liked it. I thought it was just fine the way it was, but it's one of those
You can get there
situations where safety prevails, and it opens more of the island to people when it's a safe passage. It used to be off limits on rent-a-cars. I think now
exactly.
It's on.
I don't know if you can go by
a rent-a-car now.
Yes, you can. Now that it's paved.
Okay.
Yeah, now that they paved it, that's and it takes like an hour off the trip from Kona to Hilo.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a I think the setting is very Hawaiian. You're up in the lava fields much
That's
of
gorgeous.
The way. Wide open views of the two biggest volcanoes in the world, right around one on your left and one on your right. So I think the Big Island is fabulous. I mean, in terms of interesting things to me, I mean, I'm based in Honolulu because I needed a somewhat urban environment to make me happy. But I long thought I would settle on the Big Island because the history there is really very interesting and the landscape's much more open.
But you didn't, and we're going to talk about that right after these important messages. Stay with me. We're talking with my good friend, Alan Seiden. We'll be right back. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Cocknickles. Intrigued by Cliff Cocknickles? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork. Known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Cocknickles. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
7 minutes more now, you're saying?
Well, we're actually on the air. So,
All right. Hello again.
I'm talking with Alan Seiden, a good friend since high school days, and we've managed to keep in touch, which is even more remarkable. And I'm looking forward to learning more about the new books that you are bringing out and have already brought out, some related to American World War II history and Hawaii. Alan has a specialty in Hawaii, but is pretty much a world gallivanting traveler, but chose to settle in Hawaii decades ago, and has written, how many books have you written now about Hawaii?
Oh, I honestly don't know, but more than 15 or 20 different subjects. Some of them in print, some are small. Whole range of subject matter, though. Well, I kind of segued into World War II history from Hawaiian history, initially with Pearl Harbor as my theme, but it's broadened. I'm working on a book now on World War II in the Pacific, which is a remarkable episode in history. I mean, the complexities of it, the logistics involved, and the bravery and courage of the people involved is very impressive. The more you read about it, the more impressive, as a matter of fact. Very different reality from the world we're in today. Different mindset, totally.
Oh, indeed. You knew my mother was a Rosie the Riveter, didn't you?
Or did no, you?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, she was a Rosie.
Well, the real Rosie, or the one who posed for Norman Rockwell in 1943, she passed away last month.
Yes, I read that. And when you come to visit me finally, if I can encourage you to do that here in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast from the Crown Plaza Berkshire Pittsfield Hotel, we are about 4 miles down the road, maybe it's 5 miles down the road, to the Norman Rockwell Museum.
Oh, excellent. I didn't know that.
Yes. There's a million and one reasons why you should be coming to visit us in Berkshire County. This place just bubbles over with everything cultural. The county used to use a phrase that I don't hear anymore, and it's a shame because it's a good one. And it was the kind of descriptive for this region, and it was Berkshire County where, let's do this, where culture sets the stage and nature steals the show. Or maybe it was where nature sets the stage and culture. No. It was the first one.
Yeah,
it was the first one.
Nature
feels, yeah, culture, whatever. But it is the cultural, natural beauty intersection of all things gorgeous and wonderful year round. But if you're not a winter person, given that you live up behind Diamond Head in Oahu, I don't think you want to come here in the winter. I don't think you're ready for it.
I like winter.
Well, then get out your sweaters,
honey. It's a cultural experience. I like it, actually.
Get out.
I don't know how I'd feel living in it.
We have the market
cornered. Especially after this last winter you had.
Well, Boston got it worse than we did, and we're all the way west.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we don't see it as worse. Our highway departments are fabulous, so the roads stay clear, and the white stuff just mounds higher and higher. but it snows a little every night, so it never gets ucky. Like in Manhattan, where the snow becomes black and slushy and ugly.
Mad.
We don't get that. And once it's down till spring. As a matter of fact, we've had snow flurries three or four times in the last 2 weeks. So we're now at 80 degrees. We skipped right over winter, and we're into summer now. So you'll be delighted here. So talk to me about the books that you're doing that are related, because there's all kinds of wonderful stuff. In fact, this weekend, there was a great activity just Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Polynesian Cultural Center and at I just had on a couple of weeks ago people from the Arizona. No, it wasn't the Arizona. We talked about the Arizona. It was the USS Missouri. Yeah, talking about that. So if you go to those places, would one find your books on sale there?
Not only my books, they'd find me there. I'm kind of for sale in a fashion. Oh, I've been signing I have a book called Fish Ponds to Warships, An Illustrated History of Pearl Harbor. That's been the best-selling book out there for 12 years now. So I'm out there 3 days a week signing at the Arizona Memorial, the bookstore there.
Who knew?
So easy to find me, indeed. And then I'm right working. The books you were talking about are a concept that I developed number of years ago. I've done four of them so far. I'm just finishing off the fifth one, actually, today. And they're called Handheld Histories. They're large postcard size, but they're done as if they were a small coffee table book. So they have elegant design to them. They have substance in a condensed fashion. So they're designed to kind of create a sense of a particular time or a particular subject matter.
But is all of your World War II stuff Asian-focused and Pacific-focused?
Yeah, I'm dealing with the war in the Pacific. I mean, it intersects in certain ways with the war in Europe, but I don't deal with that one. I don't have any proximity to it, number one, or even much of a knowledge. This I've developed over the years. I've met many of the survivors over the years. I've been involved as a speaker in seminars when they have their annual anniversaries there, which are officially ended on the 70th anniversary because they didn't have any survivor who could handle the duties of an organization any longer.
Of course.
So they had one anyway. It was an excellent one this year. The woman head of the Air Force gave a really wonderful speech, very moving and very meaningful. And we had about 60 survivors who came. So they're still there. But youngest ones are 91, 92. The oldest ones are in their late 90s. So it's a fast diminishing group, unfortunately, because they really are remarkable men, really remarkable.
And women.
Yeah, and women, too. But I don't mean to underplay that. I have a book out on American women in World War II, as a matter of fact. But the primary fighters were the men, and they're the ones who were in the battlefields. And that's, I think, when I look at it, I'm not saying the nurses and all the other support systems weren't crucial. They were. And that's the whole point of the war, is that it created a common sense of purpose that allowed people to cooperate with one another instead of feel entitled and angry, which seems to be the common cause today.
Boy, have you got that right. You and I need to talk again soon. I'm looking forward to your coming to New York for a visit, and hopefully we'll find a way to connect. And we're either going to meet at Lloyd's Restaurant on 58th Street. Stay with me, everybody, and you stay with me. We'll talk off the air. We'll be right back. We're flying high.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.